This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis celebrated Mass on Sunday for the Jubilee for Prisoners in St. Peter's Basilica. Around 1,000 detainees from 12 countries took part in the celebrations, along with their families, prison chaplains and staff, and various associations. The Jubilee for Prisoners marks one of the final major events of the Jubilee of Mercy, which will come to an end on November the 20th, the Feast of Christ the King. Anne Schneibel reports.
Pope Francis centered his homily for Mass for the Jubilee of Prisoners on the theme of hope as it appears in the day's readings. For instance, there are these seven brothers from the second book of Maccabees who speak about the hope of being raised again by God. And then in the Gospel, Jesus' response to the Sadducees that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
La speranza è dono di Dio.
Hope is a gift of God and should be nourished, the Pope said. Whenever someone makes a mistake, he said, the Father's mercy is all the more present, awakening repentance, forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace. The Pope acknowledged that the loss of freedom experienced by detainees is the worst part of serving time for one's crimes. However, he urged those in prison to maintain the breath of hope.
L'Apostolo Paolo parla di Dio come del Dio della speranza.
The Holy Father turned to the day's reading from the letter to the Romans, in which Paul almost seems to tell us that God too hopes. His mercy gives him no rest. He is like the father in the parable who keeps hoping for the return of his son who has fallen by the wayside. If God hopes, then no one should lose hope, the Pope said, for hope is the strength to keep moving forward. It is the power to press on towards the future and a changed life. It is the incentive to look to tomorrow so that the love we have known for all our failings can show us a new path.
A volte una certa ipocrisia spinge a vedere in voi.
Pope Francis spoke of the hypocrisy of those who see prisoners only as wrongdoers and who disregard the possibility of rehabilitation. Going off script from his prepared homily, the Pope said how every time he enters a prison, he asks himself, why them and not I? All of us have the possibility of making mistakes. The Holy Father reminded those in prison to not be held captive by their past mistakes and never yield to the temptation of thinking we cannot be forgiven.
Quante volte la forza della fede ha permesso di pronunciare la parola perdono.
Pope Francis turned his reflection to the importance of forgiveness among those who have experienced violence or abuse against themselves or their loved ones. Acknowledging that there are some wounds that only God can heal, the Pope said that, nonetheless, when violence is met with forgiveness, even the hearts of those who have done wrong can be conquered by the love that triumphs over every form of evil. In this way, among the victims and among those who wronged them, God raises up true witnesses and workers of mercy.
Che la raffigura come madre che tiene tra le braccia Gesù con una catena spezzata.
Pope Francis concluded his reflection by turning to the statue of Our Lady of Mercy, protectress of prisoners, an image of Mary with the child Jesus who is holding a set of chains. May she intercede for you, so that your hearts can experience the power of hope for a new life, one worthy of being lived in complete freedom and in service to your neighbor. I'm Anne Schneibel.